Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. Welcome to another episode of Smart Finance 360. I have a very special guest today, and he gets to pronounce his name correctly, so the whole world knows. I say Amar Zell, but...
It's Amar Zeely.
Amar Zeely. So Amar Zeely is a great real estate agent here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Absolutely crushes it. Specializes in much different products, but one that he really focuses on is new builds. So that's why we wanted to have him on this podcast, because he knows the ins and outs of new builds. He's going through one right now. So if you're planning on maybe building and you want to get a new build and you want to find out how does this process work, this is a great podcast for you. So we're going to really just dive right into this for educational purposes, so we're not wasting your time. If you're listening, hopefully you're listening to this on your commute, maybe watch this on YouTube. Look at our, you know, he's very, very good looking compared to me. So focus on him when you're watching this. But thanks for having on.
Dude. I appreciate you bringing me on. It's really cool what you guys are doing here. So
yeah, it's great to have good people here that know what they're doing.
Yep.
You've been doing this a while. Construction, new homes. Let's talk about it. So how has it been so far? You've done a lot on the real estate side as a real estate agent, but this is one for your own personal house. Tell me kind of the process, the initial steps, what you've experienced.
Well, the initial steps I always like to tell people is you should always go with the real estate agent, and then make sure you talk to a lender. That's very important, because you'll be surprised some of the stuff lenders do for new construction.
I think a lot of times people, I've told them multiple times, like, please, please, I beg them.
Yeah.
If you want to get a new build, make sure you call the real estate agent first to go to the new build with the agent. Don't go in without the agent, because what have you seen?
I just feel like, when it comes to, you should always talk to real estate agents, because he's in your best interest. You know, these builders are, they have agents in there, so you think you're getting this a good deal, but at the end of the day, you're going to save more by using a real estate agent, 1,000%.
A lot more leverage. Another thing as far as, make sure you're also pre-approved too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people will come in and say, hey, I want to see this house. They go in, they don't get pre-approved. Obviously, the builder will make them get pre-approved with their preferred lender if they have one.
Of course.
But a thing that I see people mess up on a ton is the new builds, sometimes not instant. Sometimes it's 8, 9, 10 months out.
Yeah.
Interest rates change. Your job can change. Mm-hmm. Even private mortgage insurance can change on a monthly basis. So
you're
going to want to check in every single month that you're pre-approved from the day one to even at the very end, I would say. Because I have people that have called me 6 months later and they're like, how are everything looking? Interest rates changed, your payment changed. You may not be pre-approved for this. So
you'd be surprised a lot, when you get to the closing table and a lot of it has changed. Your payment has changed, your PMI has changed. Taxes, actually. Let's talk about taxes a little bit. Usually the first year, they're going to be a lot smaller because it's still a new community. They don't even established taxes yet. So here you are a year later, your escrow went up, everything went up, and it's like, well, shoot, what is this? You probably wouldn't know that if you didn't go with the
So what we try to do is we make sure, we'll call the county, we'll call the assessor, and we basically, what Tile does is they'll do a calculation of what it should end up being, because they can't really know from the start, like you said, because it's a community. But it helps them because they don't collect as much up front. So you always have to set the expectation that, hey, look, this next year, your taxes are going to go up to where they should be. And so a lot of times people mess up if they don't use the right loan officer that doesn't tell them that, or the real estate agent doesn't tell them that. Education's key there.
Yep.
People get shocked. It's like a payment shock. Whoa, why did my payment go up $200? Well, you're in a $700,000 house. You shouldn't have been paying $150 a month of taxes, probably $350 a month in that area in Utah. And so with that, you have a lot of nuggets here of things that you've learned that that people don't know when they're buying a house, like certain incentives, certain things like that. What have you learned right now that people really don't know that you actually can do when you get it?
Right. So, I've helped a lot of people buy new construction homes, but it's a little different being on the buyer side and just seeing, the process of what my buyers are going through. It's very stressful, especially having to design your own house and you build all these specs and, it's a lot of stress. Sometimes spec home is a lot better, because you don't know, you know, I mean, you never build a home before. If you never build a home before, you'll kind of notice it. It's a lot of stress.
So a lot of stress involved. What would you say the difference between a spec home and kind of a custom home? What's kind of the difference in experience, you'd say?
Spec home, you know, it's kind of designs that the builder already kind of built out. With the spec home, you can expect to move in a little sooner. With the custom build, you know, you got a 8-9 months process, and you got to think about your construction deposit too. You know, like a lot of it goes non-refundable after a few weeks. So it's like, you know, you have $25,000 down, and it's like you change your mind a week later. Well, sayonara, you know.
So yeah.
So you got to be really careful when it comes to money and new builds. So
you got to really know what's going on
with
that deposit. As far as, you know, you have the skills as a real estate agent, and it probably gives you a lot of advantage on this new build that you're buying.
Oh, yeah. That's
what has helped you have the advantages in this process?
I think instead of a $25,000 deposit, I negotiated $10,000.
So you can negotiate.
Yes.
Say you can, but you actually
Yes. That's why it's hard to use a real estate agent.
Okay.
Think about it. I'd rather lose $10,000 than lose $25,000.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to think about
way less risk.
Yes.
So you can negotiate risks. What else have you learned that you can kind of do that people, general public doesn't know?
You can negotiate on the purchase price, too.
Really?
Yes. Just because the builder has a set price doesn't mean you have to get that set price. So you can negotiate that. You can negotiate upgrades. There's so much to negotiate. So like I said, again, use a real estate agent.
Yeah, it really is. It's crazy that, you know, if you didn't know these things and you weren't a real estate agent, how much do you think on the table it would have been different? You'd have a higher deposit.
Yep.
And way less negotiation.
Yep, and I can't change my mind. So, yeah.
Interesting. That's good. What's the timeline usually on your new builds that you see when someone wants to get a house?
Usually, I mean, it depends how, you know, what the community is doing. I know I've walked into builders where they usually just build one by one. You know, you actually bought the house, you purchased it, and it's like, okay, we'll start building on this one. Some builders have 8 in line. They're all building at the same time. It's a little bit slower process, but anywhere between, you know, 5 to 6 months is probably a really good.
So it's really important to make sure that you're looking ahead too. So when you're evaluating your pre-approval and the timeline with your real estate agent, you're looking at, okay, I'm approved at this date for this. Mm-hmm. Check in every other week about where are rates at, how's my pre-approval doing, and see where you're at, especially every month at least. I would say, if not the bare minimum, halfway through. If you're 3 months out, check where you're at. Just do a quick check-in, kind of like a financial health checkup, and keep making your payments on time.
Right.
New build's kind of an extension of a normal contract. Normal contract that I do on normal, you know, already built houses are 2 weeks to 4 weeks. New build, you kind of want to have that pulse extended out 5 to 6 months and make sure you buy a new car, you got to call your loan officer.
Yeah.
You miss a payment, you got to call your loan officer. Don't miss a payment. Please don't. Yeah. Especially on your house. You're toast. If you miss a payment, you're going to be in big trouble. So 100%. You want to make sure that, hey, you got to have that mindset. I'm in underwriting right now for a home loan if I'm getting financing on this new build.
6 months is far out.
You know? It is. It's,
and your mind can change too. Something better might come out too. So, but you also got to understand that these builders have their own contracts, and these contracts are set in place to protect them, not protect you.
Yeah, they're in there to protect them. And speaking of protection, are you able to use your own home inspector on these new builds?
Yes, that's another thing. I know most people think, oh, I'm walking through a new build with the builder's inspector. You know, you can actually hire your own, which I highly suggest hiring your own.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, the builders have everybody in place to protect them. So
it's great to have, you want to have an inspector in there to help inspect the home, because there are some things where it's not just the builder's fault. They may have a third-party contractor, like a plumber, whoever, that you're going to want to double-check.
Yes, 100%.
You want to double-check everything in there. Maybe an HVAC guy, you want to check if things are good. That sound, what's also cool that I do like about new builds that help is that there's something called an initial inspection from the appraiser and then the final inspection from the appraisal. And that final inspection is where they make sure everything's done, everything's sound. Does the inspector come out again as well during a new build process? Can they go out multiple times, or how does it usually work?
No, you can go out multiple times. There's an initial inspection. You kind of walk with the builder, and then you kind of, you know, you point out a few things like, okay, here's this, you know, I need you to fix this, that. Then you'd want to bring out your own inspection after that.
Gotcha.
Make sure they actually finish their work. You know, so,
you know, there's a lot of advantages of using a real estate agent when getting a new build. It's a lot of the advantages of just listening to this podcast of knowing you can and can't, and you absolutely can negotiate there's absolutely, you know, multiple options you can look at. But the biggest point, I think, in this podcast is just you got to get your ducks in a row. You got to be very, very stringent on some of the things that you want to, especially with that deposit that comes in. What would you say right now is the pros of new builds in Utah that you like?
It's a brand new house. You know, that's always
a brand new house, huh?
That's always a plus. And I think they're offering a lot of concessions in place right away. Usually with the, you know, already built home, you're going to have to negotiate those concessions. When you build, I mean, you can buy down your interest rate, you know, use the extra money for upgrades, because you'd be surprised, those upgrades can get expensive.
Yeah, it really does. So, you know, pros is, you can obviously after negotiation, and you can get some really good incentives for some of these builders. What have you seen right now, some cons, in just from what you've seen out in the field of a new build?
I wouldn't say cons. You know, I think a lot of people get lost when it comes to concessions. They think it's free money, but it's not. They add it on top of their interest rates.
So there's always a catch.
There's always a catch. Life.
That's another thing. There's always something, but is it in your best favor still? So that's where you can evaluate it. Is it still in my best favor? But don't think that, you know, nothing in this life's free. It's just that's not how it works.
And I would suggest, you know, have your personal lender and the new builds lender or the new construction lender, and just kind of see, like, does it even make sense to get this extra money? I might just save more by going with my guy and getting a lower interest rate.
Yeah, that's another thing. A key factor that people think is you have to go with the preferred lender.
Yeah.
That is not the case.
That's the case.
You absolutely can use someone you have trust and respect and a relationship with. And we do a lot of new builds. And, you know, we have a lot of great builder relationships ourselves because we do a good job for those builders.
Of course.
Great, you know, great podcasts about new builds. I would say, lastly, how do we get a hold of you?
Social media. I'm Arzell Realtor. Phone numbers all over the place. I mean, if you just Google me, you'll find my Zillow and all that stuff. But I'm mostly on social media.
Yeah, that's great. You're active and you help a lot of people. We've had a lot of experiences with clients that have gotten new builds.
Yep.
Oh, last one. You absolutely can also negotiate some sort of home warranty at times with that builder, just in case.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of times they have their own warranty in place, you know, but the warranty is just going to protect the appliances they have. It's really nothing much. I mean, if you could kind of pay out of pocket for your own warranty, I think it would be beneficial.
Cool. Love it. Find Amar online, check your paperwork, and if you need a new build, please use a real estate agent.
Yes, 1,000%.
Love it. Thanks, man.
Thank you.